Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum. The no side had received 50.2% of the vote. Pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Peter Hockham is a senior fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue.
Clearly, the polling was inaccurate, and if you look at where the votes, clearly the peace won yes to the peace treaty, won in most of the larger cities, many of the coastal areas. It was in the mountainous central part of Colombia that it lost.
Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society and guaranteed them seats in the legislature in exchange for changing themselves into a political party. Officials in northern Afghanistan are saying that the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz, and insurgents have entered the city. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. Taliban offensive comes one day ahead of a major donor conference in Brussels, where Afghan President Ashraf Ghani will meet with world powers in a bid to secure money to rebuild his country. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces have clashed on several fronts around Aleppo, as the country's military command calling on the militants to lay down their weapons and evacuate the contested city. Government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. This is VOA News. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted overwhelmingly in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. Nearly 400,000 migrants passed through Hungary last year while making their way toward Western Europe. Razor wire fences erected on the border with Serbia and Croatia, along with new expulsion policies, have reduced the numbers significantly this year. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March. Before Sunday's announcement, May had only said that Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit. Prime Minister said, now the decision about the future begins.
We're going to talk about global Britain. Our ambitious vision for Britain after Brexit. Because 100 days ago, that is what the country voted for. We're going to talk about Britain, in which we are close friends, allies and trading partners with our European neighbours. But a Britain in which we pass our own laws and govern ourselves.
In the run-up to Britain's referendum on whether to remain in the European Union, opponents of Brexit warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to have performed strongly since the voting. Hurricane Matthew moving close to densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, cause torrential rains, landslides, and floods would be likely. As the Caribbean's worst storm in nearly a decade, Matthew has winds topping 230 kilometers per hour. Cuba, also in the path of the Category 4 hurricane. President Raul Castro traveled to the southeastern city of Santiago to oversee emergency operations.
Lo que hay que preservar en la vida, lo principal.
Adalys Colón lives in Santiago. She said, what must be preserved now is life. Material things, she says, can go, but not life. On its current forecast track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall on Haiti, then heads to Cuba. Meteorologists have said it is possible the hurricane could eventually track along or near the U.S. East Coast, brushing Florida, but it's still too early to tell. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.